30th of July 2020, and I'm your host, Ruby. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, new gaming console generations. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. There are 888 home video game consoles known to have been released in the first generation of video game consoles. There were a total of 20 home video game consoles released in the second generation, and one cancelled platform. Our gaming business is thriving with the Xbox One hitting 10 million units sold. The first generation of video game consoles began with the release of the Magnavox Odyssey, the first commercial home video game console, released in September 1972. The second generation of video game consoles began when the Fairchild Channel F was released in November 1976, the eighth generation of video game consoles began when Nintendo released the Wii U on November 18, 2012. According to a Nielsen report, about two-thirds of the U.S. population, 64%, play video games on some kind of console or device. The color TV Game 6 began its tenure by producing no less than six variations of electronic tennis, known as light tennis. The Mario games would define the platform for years to come and help Nintendo co-opt nearly 80% of the market share were at the end of one console generation and the beginning of another, so there are a lot to choose from. The PSVR headset for PS4 is pretty well supported with a growing library of games, and best of all, it looks and feels great. Nintendo has already released an updated version of its console with superior battery life, and the miniature Switch Lite. You'll be able to play those games on next-gen consoles with players on the prior generation, a huge change for how games have traditionally worked. At least two of the biggest games from the current generation of game consoles are coming to next-gen, both Destiny 2 and Fortnite are leading the charge on so-called cross-generational gaming. When Destiny 2 comes to next-gen consoles, it will allow players to move all their progress forward and to continue playing with the prior generation of consoles. This was New Gaming Console Generations, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 734. My name is Ruby Ferguson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.